On Venus there are no monarchies, no birth, only spiritual aristocracy. Unfortunately, we could not stay long on Venus, we could not stand its air, and then the law binds us to our terrestrial sphere. Chapter 26. Fifth Atmospheric Ring, Third Sphere. Naturalists and astronomers. Under the influence of the Sun and Leo, on Earth it gives life to the fiery spirit. From this sphere Galileo, Newton, Tycho de Brahe and all famous astronomers, and in general all great talents blessed by God, were sent to Earth. Here they research and learn, in order to enrich the Earth with their science. Here the spirits were given all the means and ways to study astronomy and the stars. The following few statements testify to the high degree of the spirits here. Statement of the spirit Iris: for you, people, the sun means everything. The sun is the life of the earth. Without it there is no cultivation, no harvest, and you call it the king of light, and yet the sun is only a servant, the servant of another, greater sun. It receives light and life from a solar system that surpasses your sun in power and luminous power. 1. Spirit, force, matter. 5. Days. In the universe, there is one center of eternal light, God. From him emanate all life, all power. See spirit, force, matter, primordial light. The angels and the chosen ones live in this center of eternal light. By virtue of his creative power, God can affect everything and is present everywhere in the entire universe. This power or omnipresence of God keeps the whole universe in balance and governs it. Your earth is a place of suffering, of trial, and not of rest, but God is present there too. The sun is the gathering place of the enlightened, improved, and good spirits of your planetary system. From the sun come to you not only good light and life, but also good spirits who bring spiritual light and spiritual life to men. With the awakening of a more spiritual, better life, a harmony could be established between the earth and the sun, which is now so often disturbed by the murky, impure influences of spirits. The evil spirits, with their harmful influence, are placed in the atmosphere between the earth and the sun as a dark disk, which causes terrible elemental processes on the earth. If all people were united in God, would be one in love, and peace would reign among them, then these evil influences could be destroyed, the good sun spirits could be attracted to them, they would open a way for mighty spiritual forces between the earth and the sun, and the earth would thus be freed from the destructive elemental influences. Christ had this power, he could command the elements. If only 9,000 people in a country could truly unite in love, faith, and prayer, this would already have a blessing effect on that part of the earth, because these 9,000 people, thus united, would attract good forces. But alas, on earth the influence of spirits is denied and communication with them is forbidden by the churches. Oh, how far all people have strayed from the truth, from the correct knowledge of the love of God and the powers of spirits. The seven atmospheric rings of the earth are under the direction of seven classes of spirits from the degrees of the sun. Three classes of spirits lead the earth in the north, south, and center, making a total of 10 classes of spirits, who act as missionaries between the earth and the sun. If at least a portion of humanity were to unite with these spirits, to enter into communication with them, and to communicate with them, it would be able to accomplish many good and great things, for the communication of men with good spirits and forces. The work of salvation from all sin and lies. Lies must be ashamed one day, and truth must triumph, because the outpourings of love and unity reach even the deepest earthly levels by the power of God's omnipresence. Every planet feels the good influence of the solar spirits. In addition to the influence of the solar spirits, you are also exposed on Earth to the influence of the spirits of the planets. One affects the other, everything that belongs to the solar system can be combined. Jupiter, Neptune, Venus are good planets. Mars and Saturn are harmful, but in every respect better than the Earth. Mercury and the Moon are lower than the Earth. On every planet, including the Earth, there are 1. Spirits who are bound to the seven atmospheric rings of their circle, 2. Spirits who are called to incarnate on another planet, 3. spirits who go to the solar circle, the gathering place of all the spirits of the planetary system. The Jupiter spirits act on the intellect of the spirit, the Neptune spirits on the body, health, the Venus spirits on the heart and soul, the Martians on the will, the Saturnians on the strength, the Mercurians on the blood, the Lunarians on the nerves. On every planet there are people who are subject to the law of birth, death and reincarnation. More spiritual planets are subject to more spiritual law, because where the spirit reigns, the physicality dies and the sting of death disappears. There are animals on every planet, nature is everywhere similar to Earth, because every planet is a child of a mother, the sun, and an embodied world of fallen spirits, whom the love of God has redeemed. Pulcheria's spiritual vision, in every age of human existence, this word has played a role, spirit. In every age, humanity has had a sensitivity to the question of immortality, and has always longed to lift this veil of the unknown and know what is after death. Countless philosophers and scientists have written about the existence and non-existence of the spirit. Those who proclaimed the truth were not understood, many were persecuted and sentenced to death. Christ the Messiah, his apostles and disciples, Socrates, Galilei, all died in the service of their mission. Spiritualism renews all these truths. Spiritualism is called to create communication between men and spirits. Many spiritualists would still be tortured and burned to death today if the Inquisition had not lost its power. Thank God, it has disappeared from the face of the earth. But demonic spirits who abhor light and truth still live. To someone who knows the Old and New Testaments and has studied the Greek philosophers, spiritualism has little to offer. If spiritualism were something new, it would not be an eternal truth, it would not be a natural law between man and spirit. There are only a few who understand this revelation from its serious philosophical side. Fools harm the cause, but it would not be wise to drop the question because of this. Bad people are also harmful to Christianity, but you just don't want to become unbelievers. Somnambulism, lunatic mania, hysteria are spiritual phenomena that deserve ardent research. Hypnotism cannot be denied either, but many hypnotists deny that spirits can manifest themselves and would like to trace all phenomena back to the human soul. Such is man, he has barely grasped a small part of the truth and already distorts it. Hypnotism is a magical force that can be traced back to various causes and effects. Not only man, but also the spirit can mesmerize and hypnotize. Man has this influence on the spirit and the spirit on man. Evil spirits can cause madness and all kinds of illnesses in man with this influence. The New Testament calls these cases possession. Christ freed such people from the hypnotizing spirit with his mighty word. Spiritual ailments can only be cured by a higher spiritual will. Therefore, you, the workers of science, learn from the spirits, study the spiritual forces and influences, and you will discover the cause and origin of many things that are still a mystery to you. Your science will not be lost as a result of this study, on the contrary, it will only become a true science through this study. All truths make their way. And so does the knowledge that there are spirits and how to communicate with them. The influence of the spirits of different planets on people is also a separate study. After all, man is also a spirit on a planet. Astrology, studied from a high spiritual perspective, is a sublime science, because it teaches us to decipher how the planets and their fluids exert various influences on the Earth. The spirits of the planet under whose rule you were born certainly have an influence on your health and fluidic environment. For example, higher spirits are born under the influence of the Sun, Jupiter or Venus, because higher spirits always bring good influences with them. Lower spirits are born under the influence of the Moon and Mercury. Mars is the sign of the warrior spirit. Saturn is not a great lucky star either. It is very difficult for people to call upon the spirits of the planets and receive statements from them, since this is based on quite specific fluidic relationships, which must be understood. The field of research into spirits is endless, but the most sublime, because it is the study of immortality. Statement of the spirit of Mesmer on the influence of the Id. Medium writing is a visible sign of communication with the spirit world, the reflection of the thoughts of the spirit. Thoughts are the vibrations of the spirit. All spiritual phenomena, such as love, sympathy, hatred, aversion, courage, fear, etc., as well as many symptoms of illness, are based on ad vibrations. All these are caused by the ad vibrations of spirits, people, animals, plants, minerals and light. Whoever researches and learns these laws knows everything. To be able to attract, repel, and produce ad vibrations, is to possess the highest science. There are so many ad currents among people with the most diverse qualities and effects that it would take a whole human life to explore their laws. Ad vibrations originating from evil spirits are burdened with sin and curses. Words, speech, and songs have their own ad vibrations. Curses have their own long-lasting harmful ad vibrations from generation to generation, because the spoken word, vibration, spreads further, always attracting evil, harmful spirits who turn the words of the curse into deeds. 4. The word of blessing is also long-lasting and effective, because the word of love attracts high spirits with its vibration, who complete the good work. One word of Christ drove away evil spirits, revived them, and made them healthy. The power of the odic vibration in words is a fact from which you can also see how powerful prayer is. Footnote. What is said here about curses is not intended to mean that the just God would allow some misfortune to happen just for the sake of the curser. Only such misfortune can befall us as we deserve. Cursing is often unjust. On the contrary, it is best to follow the words of the scripture which says, "Bless those who curse you." The translator. End of footnote. If many people prayed together at the same time, what a great harmonious music of odic vibration it would be, and what power it contains. We feel the mutual influence of the odic outflows of people and spirits spiritually, mentally, and physically. There are 1. Hot odic vibrations from Mercury and lower earthly spirits and evil people, these evoke anger and bad mood. 2. Warm odic vibrations from Jupiter spirits and good earthly spirits and people, which create joy and good feelings. 3. Cold odic vibrations from moon spirits and unfortunate earthly spirits and people, these cause sadness and pain. 4. Cold odic vibrations from Mars spirits and impure earthly spirits and people, which rouse cruelty and disgust. 5. Tense, expansive, odd vibrations from Venus spirits and pure earthly spirits and people, which arouse love and sympathy. 6. Contractive odd vibrations from Saturn spirits and strong-willed spirits and people, which arouse willpower and stubbornness. 7. Negative, odd vibrations from all the low spirits of the solar system and low-spirited earthly people, which spread disbelief. 8. Positive, and vibrations from the sun spirits and the best spirits and people of the earth, which awaken faith and trust. These ad vibrations have dynamic forces of varying degrees, and these are also accompanied by the ad vibrations of the minerals, plants and animals of the earth. The ads also have healing properties, which could be compared with the dynamic forces of homeopathy. Here are some comparisons. 1. Warm ads act like aconite, bryonia, etc. 2. Cold ads like silicea, cuculus, etc. 3. Hot ads like mercury, china, etc. 4. Cold ads like sepia, lycopodium, etc. 5. Expansive odds, such as heper sulfur and argentum, etc. 6. Contractive odds, such as belladonna, pulsatilla, etc. 7. Negative odds have no healing properties, they are evil and harmful. 8. Positive odds contain only magnetism. Before the one who studies nature, humanity will become a sympathetic, homeopathic, pharmacy. If you need aconite, you will visit an acquaintance who radiates aconite at vibration. The warm, cool, expansive and positive odds are melodious. The hot, cold, contractive and negative odds are electric. The ode vibrations radiate melodious and electric fluids. The melodious ode light is blue, the electric is reddish. Impure, repulsive ode vibrations cause convulsions and contagion. Pure, good odic vibrations, on the other hand, have a healing effect. Question: is animal melodiousness a property of the body? Answer: it is a property of the blood and nerves. Question: is melodiousness common to other organic bodies? Answer: everything that lives and exists has a melodious fluid and emits odic vibrations. In the primal world, this pure seat of a dynamic force, the reduction or densification of which is creation itself. Question: what is the relation of electricity to meridianity? Answer: electricity arose as a result of the fall of the spirits, as a result of derotation and repulsion. Electricity is the counterforce of meridianity. In the higher solar circles, where all oppositions cease, meridianity completely dissolves electricity. Statement by B. John: it is a long time since I died on earth and awoke in the spiritual world, but I have only recently felt my spiritual rebirth, only since I reached the sphere after a long journey through the atmospheres. I will tell the following from my life for the education of everyone. It happened about 80 years ago. Interpreted as in the early 1800s. Rem: my kind parents took great care of my upbringing. I became a young man of a forward-looking, indefatigable spirit. I chose the theological career in the Reformed Church, to which I was a believer with all my heart and soul, imbued with the words of the Gospel. It happened in the midst of my most ardent theological, theosophical, and philosophical studies that my mind was stirred by doubts and hesitations, while all that I had learned circulated in my mind, mingled with my own individual views. Many things were not clear enough to me. In spiritual things, this hesitation and doubting is often dangerous. It requires an unshakable faith to overcome all those thoughts that would lead one away from God. During my sermons, I often felt as if I were laughing within myself, and as if a mocking voice were saying, "Be quiet, for you yourself do not believe what you are saying." No one suspected this terrible inner struggle of doubt. Ah, how often I have preached the most beautiful sermons without feeling the truth of my words, as if someone else had spoken. I finally overcame this demon by prayer. Severe suffering and bitter trials brought me back to God. Indeed, in the hours of suffering God's grace shone upon me, then God's power and punishing love became clear to me. After my death, not a few human prejudices clung to me, the purification of which cost me much trouble. I was highly esteemed on earth, and this went a little to my head. As a spirit, however, I realized that I was much less important than my superiors thought. God had provided me with good spiritual gifts and had given me a wide field for work, and I had to give an account of them. I expected to go to heaven, where I could see the light of God and the angels. I had to humbly realize that I was still very far from this heaven. For the word of God must not only be preached, but also felt and practiced. Thus I had to conquer heaven in the spiritual world. O man, however holy and good you may be, never consider yourself good enough, for ambition, like a serpent, lurks in some hiding place of your spirit to corrupt you. Chapter 27, Fifth Atmospheric Ring, Fourth Sphere. Music, pure spirits, bearers of human love and morality. Under the influence of Venus and Virgo, we are in the sphere of Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, Haydn, Wagner, etc. In all those who brought the pure, higher music, the sounds of the spiritual spheres to earth. In addition, there are also those spirits whose work on earth is characterized by love of humanity and high morality. Theodosius's spiritual revelation. Let us make a small comparison between Christian doctrine and spiritualism. The first commandment of Christian doctrine is, love of God and neighbor. Spiritualism, or the new revelation, spiritualism, teaches the same thing. Christian doctrine says that man is born with original sin. The book Spirit, Force, Matter says, every man is a fallen spirit born in sin. However, original sin is not to be understood physically, but spiritually, birth and death are the consequences of the fall of the spirit. Christian doctrine, like spiritualism, says that spirits were created equal by God. But Christian doctrine does not recognize the great diversity of qualities of spirits who have become men, which spiritualism explains so majestically and logically. According to Christian doctrine, the spirit has only one short earthly life, which forever determines whether it will go to hell, heaven, or purgatory. According to spiritualism, eternal damnation is over. The fallen spirit must struggle through the cycle of incarnations until it reaches the point where it no longer needs physical birth for its spiritual development and where this amazing law of sin and purification ceases for it. Progress is eternal and evil is finally conquered by love. Despite the progress of science, its representatives have not yet found the key to spiritual phenomena. They believe that the miraculous can only become science in a miraculous way, whereas thorough study makes the miraculous natural. The study of the miraculous requires more diligence and perseverance than the study of the positive sciences. Doctors know only the body of a person. They know nothing of the spirit. This vital element of the body, with all its spiritual qualities and powers, is unknown to them, because it is not found in the body in tangible form. The spirit finds expression in the body through thoughts, feelings, memory, self-consciousness, and conscience. Science seeks to trace these qualities back to the senses alone. How then can the enormous differences in the mental faculties of men be explained? Why does not the law of equality prevail here, as it does among animals, where abnormal mental phenomena are almost completely excluded? Where do we find suicide and madness among animals? This and much more could serve as proof to men that the moving element in them lies not only in the flesh, but that there is something which rules over matter and gives it life. The brain, doctors say, is formed by thought. Its phosphorus content and its windings multiply, so the brain assumes a transformable and motor force. What kind of force must thought have if it can cause such an effect? But where does thought come from? It must come only from an individual and specific individual. Thought cannot be the brain itself if it transforms the latter. Why do you want to deny the subject of manifestations simply because it is invisible? After all, many things are invisible, such as forces, and these cannot be denied. Where does inner self-consciousness, feeling, memory come from? All this presupposes some individual mover. Spiritual and intellectual things cannot be found and seen by means of measurement and microscopes, they can only be explored by similar forces, but scientists do not consider this method scientific, therefore they remain on their materialistic position, from which all these phenomena of the soul and spirit cannot be explained. Whenever the spirit takes on a body, it seeks organs with which it can express itself sensibly, and it finds these in the people of the planets. First, the nerve spirit, that is, the spiritual body of the spirit, is fertilized by the fluids of the world in which it must take on a body. The spirit can only take on a human body, never an animal body. No matter how degenerated the spirit is, the essence of immortality, the divine spark in it, separates it from the animal and attracts it to a human body, to individual life. The animal also lacks certain finer organs, which the spirit needs for incarnation. If the spirit has sunk deep, then those human organs in which the finer senses are hidden will be roughly trained, but a higher spirit will train them perfectly. Thus the spirit, that is, the finer organs of the organism, are born. If a part of the brain in a child becomes watery, or the head is deformed due to an organic defect, the spirit will not find the means of expression in it, its power will be limited, because it lacks the appropriate means for manifestation. It remains a mystery to man how much education and environment contribute to the inner training of the spirit from childhood. A person who has never heard a human word from childhood cannot speak, but only learns the sounds he has heard. And so it is with everything, from his movement, his diet, and his whole appearance, we can recognize the environment in which man grew up. People have been found who grew up in the wild, who walked on all fours, barked, and ate fish and roots. All these savage men are capable of culture, And although they are more trainable than the most intelligent animals, they are only to a certain extent, to the extent that the brain is still malleable and capable of transformation, to the extent that the spirit can influence it. Is it perhaps a matter of chance whether man is a scientist or a savage? Certainly not. This is destiny, and it has its basis in the spirit's mode of penance and task. When the spirit has already taken on flesh, it loses its freedom, it must adapt to its body and its organs and enter into close connection with them. It is no longer a spirit, but a man. The senses and organs of man need an external formative force for their development and control, which works together with the mover, the spirit. The organ of thought can be formed up to the age of 15. This is the time when knowledge is conceived in the brain and then developed. These are then the years of work for the spirit. The germs of formation in the brain, according to the essence of the spirit, develop until about the age of 30, from which time onwards knowledge ripens and must bear fruit. The phosphorus content, which disappears from the brain with the years, can be replaced by honey, which, if used well and wisely, acts as a rejuvenating elixir. Although the embodied spirit is the mover and formative of the organs still dominate the spirit to a certain extent, because it must adapt to them. Education exerts the first influence on the child's organs, because if education is absent, that is, if there are no external formative impressions acting on the mind that can be perceived by the senses, then the mind lacks external influence and finds no connecting means, and the organs would only live sensuously, guided by the spiritual, and not the spiritual, instinct. Such a spirit grieves that its organs grow old and dull without being able to help them. This is always a severe penance and punishment for the spirit. I was once a doctor on earth and I studied these things seriously. I asked God to send me back to earth as a doctor. Then I want to establish a new system there, the psychic magnetic, psychiatric magnetic, method of healing. My aim will be to return the savages, the stupid, the insane to human society. For this I will use the power of sound and harmony, the power of light and colors, and I am now in this divine sphere to study the power and effects of sound, light and colors. Chapter 28. Fifth Atmospheric Ring, Fifth Sphere. Poetry and the Art of Writing. It brings prayers and devotion to the earth. The influence of the sun and Sagittarius. Here you will find the power of imagination, the pen and the word. This is the sphere of Shakespeare, Milton, Schiller and all those poets who were purely idealists, and who were not only poets but also virtuous and noble souls. All poets are unconscious mediums. Their works are created from a mixture of their own and other people's thoughts. They feel and hear the sounds that surround them. They are said to have a vivid imagination. Imagination is the reflection of the thoughts of spirits in the minds of people. This is a fabulous sphere. The world of forms, a place of the union of world souls. Here the spiritual principle takes shape. The spirit sees immortality in nature, in all its forms. Poetic thoughts trickle from here to earth, which fall like dewdrops on the souls of those who yearn for a higher sphere. Every man has moments when he is seized by a longing for what is called the afterlife. He looks up at the starry sky and asks himself, "Where am I going?" On a beautiful summer evening, you are sitting in your garden or in the forest. Millions of stars shine beautifully. The moon casts spiritly shadows on the ripples of the river. A holy silence and reverence have fallen upon the night, which resonates in man. Blessed is he who is moved by the majesty and holiness of the night, and who worships the Creator, finds him among the stars. But woe to him who looks on all this insensibly, who neither denies nor believes, who is attracted only by the earth and not by the sky. Fear not, O man, but rejoice. The perishable is not eternal. The spiritual, the thinker, the lover is eternal. Good advice for mediums. Patience and calmness are a powerful balancing force that makes many things easier in life and helps you through many things. Control, restrain your wandering thoughts and your turbulent heart. Never speak or write when you are excited. A sailor does not run out to sea when a storm is raging. Especially if you want to communicate with spirits, try to be calm and free yourself from thoughts that are wandering here and there. Your insides must be pure and your heart must be raised to God.